Wow.
And they're accusing of mixed blood people of stealing magic.
That's amazing. But no, yeah, I know, that's really interesting. Has Joe said that's true?
Mm-hmm.
Well, writers don't necessarily talk about their books, but she agrees like with the interpretations, and that I think she has mentioned that she was inspired by that kind of thinking. And you have to admit, Mr. Joe is quite a good storyteller and weaved a beautiful, beautiful story that makes most people cry.
I don't cry. I didn't cry.
It's because you have no tear ducts. I didn't want to bring it up, Michael, but you made me.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, when Michael's supposed to cry, he doesn't actually cry.
You know.
He sweats.
I just sweat.
That's where it goes. That's where the energy goes.
And you know, that's the lesson, folks. Read James Joyce. That's the lesson. And that's a good transition into this next song I want to play.
Yes.
It's The Island by Paul Brady, this Irish singer-songwriter. And I found it because a good friend, teacher of mine, Patrick McCullough, posted it on his Facebook wall. We're Facebook friends now. And he says it's arguably one of his favorite songs. And, you know, since we're on the approach of St. Patrick's Day, you know, let's get in the mood, folks. Read a little James Joyce. Let's listen to a little Paul Brady.
Let's check it out. So cool.
They say the skies of Lebanon are burning. Those mighty cedars bleeding in the heat. And they're showing pictures on the television. Women and children dying in the street. I wish still out in our own place. Still trying to reach the future through the past. Still trying to carve tomorrow from a tombstone. But hey, don't listen to me, 'cause this woman to be no sad song. We've had too much of that before. Till the morning dew comes falling. I wanna take you to the island and trace your footprints in the sand. And in the evening, when the sun goes down, we'll make love to the sound of the ocean. By the markets, whitewashing slogans on the shipyard walls. Witch doctors praying for a mighty showdown. No way our holy flag is gonna fall. 'Cause up here we sacrifice our children to feed the worn out dreams of yesterday. Teach them dying will lead us into glory. But hey, don't listen to me, 'cause this wasn't meant to be no sad song. I've sung too much of that before. Right now I only wanna be here with you till the morning dew comes falling. I wanna take you to the island and trace your footprints in the sand. And make love to the sound of the ocean.
Yes.
I really like that song. Maybe that it's just because I remind everybody of their grandfather, as people tell me, but...
That was very pleasant. I liked it.
Are you telling the truth, Ryan, or are you just trying to...
Please? I'm telling the truth, okay?
Good.
I don't know why you think I'm always lying. Yes?
I looked at the screen, and I was very confused, and then I realized what pictures you were looking at. Sorry, that was just a dumb moment.
Oh yes.
Well,
well. Anyway, let's not. Anyway,
But yeah, you know, St. Patrick's Day is coming up.
St. Patrick's Day.
You know, I'm really happy that it's during my break, so then I get to spend it with my mother, and we get to have some corned beef cabbage. Yeah.
I can't wait, my mom. No, not you. Awesome.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. That's during the break. Oh.
Yeah, it's the Thursday of spring break.
My mom makes some corned beef. She makes some corned beef well.
Yes, it is on Thursday of spring break.
Yes. And yes. Unfortunately, that Thursday, we will not be having an intimate hour. We will be eating corned beef.
Yes.
And cabbage.
And potatoes.
And drinking Guinness, perhaps, if we're over 21, which neither of us are.
No, I'll probably no. Here's some news.
So, yes.
Woman who killed three cyclists sentenced. Dum dum dum.
Dum 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 dum.
She crashed into a group of cyclists last November and has been sentenced to 300 hours of community service for three charges of careless driving causing death.
What? Death. Wait, they all died?
They all died.
What?
Christy King was driving along the Morrinsville-Walton Road on November 14th when she hit the cyclist, killing Wilhelm Mueller, Mark Ferguson, and third biker, Kay Wolf, died in a hospital 4 days, who died 4 days later. Christy King, the driver, expressed remorse during her December court appearance, saying that she hated herself and that she would never drive again. She read out an emotional statement to the court.
Yeah.
Well, I cannot imagine what you, the families, are going through. I offer my heartfelt condolences and would like to help in any way possible to ease your pain. If I could take it all away, I would in a heartbeat, she said in December. Judge Arthur Tompkins also ordered King to pay $10,000 in reparations for each of the charges. Wow. You know, I found that story, and I want to make this woman a character in in the next play I'm creating.
Yeah.
I'm coming up with all of these characters. Like, there's a mother and a father and their son, and this is all going to take place around a wedding. Gentrify. I want that to be the first line of the play. And so there are these characters, a mother and father and their son, and they keep fighting about how the son is impotent and how he can't procreate. And he's like, what? The parents are like, why can't you be better? Why can't you be like your brother who isn't impotent?
And so there's that going on. We found that out the hard way. Planned Parenthood.
How do the parents know that their child's impotent?
Well, they want grandchildren, and he's been trying.
It's not going to be explained by...
Oh, okay. I was just curious. I was just like, it's concept. That's not something that most people know, but you didn't say that.
My play is absurd.
Well, speaking of absurd...
That's how it connects to the article. The woman who killed the three cyclists, I want her to be a character in my play.
That would be interesting.
And how she isn't really that remorseful, and how she blames the cyclists.
Yeah.
And she's just going around and everybody's talking, you know.
Were they unicyclists or just cyclists?
What?
Were they unicyclists or just cyclists?
Just cyclist.
Can I ask you, and I'm kind of glad we have a woman on our show this week, so we can ask, what exactly do women have against cyclists to the point where they are driven to drive them over? Like, can I ask that with no regard for the families?
Their shorts are too bright. It's disturbing.
Well said. So women's eyes are designed differently, to which the rods and cones in the cornea react violently to the bright shorts. Is that what you're saying?
I don't think you had the terminology right.
Oh, yeah, I did.
It is accurate, though, what he just said.
It's no, the cornea? The cornea's elsewhere.
The place...
You're thinking of cornucopia.
No.
Yes, you are. Michael, stop thinking about food
woman,
for a few minutes.
Woman.
Please.
Whoa, man. You talk. I'm going to look up structure of the eye. And who's going to be wrong? The women.
But yes, the bright shorts are disturbing to us. And so we become very violent. And usually we just subdue ourselves to either in our heads saying that they are disgusting, that I would like to run them over. And sometimes we yell it at them. Rarely, this is a very rare case where we actually follow through with the threat of, I'm going to run your bicycling butt bright shorted self over.
And I'm gonna hit your rods and cones that are placed on your cornea. That is false. The cornea is in the front of the eye. The rods and cones are in the back of the eye, around the optic nerve. Oh, snap!
Well,
biology!
Then.
Oh, yeah. I'm the smartest man in the world.
You're the smartest man in the world, and no one cares.
Oh, someone cares.
So,
Michael, so you're saying that the cones and rods thing are there, and the cornea are part of the eye?
Yeah, they're part of the eye. But what was stated before that the rods and cones are on the cornea, which they're not. They're on other ends of the eye, completely.
I need you to settle down and discuss this clearly. No one said that, and I think you just need to accept the fact that Ryan was correct for once in his life, and
no,
you should just allow him to.
No, it's actually recorded, and I was wrong.
Yeah, we have it recorded.
Yeah,
Mozambique, and
we're not getting out of this. So the conclusion we came to tonight is that bikers and women are as to the color red to a bull,
Yes. Yes.
Bulls are color.
So, Ryan.
No, they don't like the color red. Don't contradict. Oh, my God. Stop looking stuff up. Okay, cool. Interesting.
So Ryan.
Good
what,
for the audience.
What have you been doing acting-wise?
Acting-wise? Well, oh, crap. Halftime was a while ago.
Oh, well.
But if you guys still want to call in, The number is 1-413-559-6766. And try to make it quick because we prefer not to talk to you for very long. Just kidding.
Ben, you know. So yeah, what are you doing nowadays, Ryan? Wise.
Well, yes, I guess this would be a good time to announce that next week I might not be here for the whole show. Sad face. I should be able to come for the end of it, but we'll see how it pans out. Next week I'm what? Yeah, I gave the number. Next week I am doing the show The Jewish Illness, which is a Div 2 project. And it is about homosexuality in Orthodox Judaism. I play a rabbi, and I speak only in Torah verses, which is fun.
That's really cool. I can't wait to see you with a beard.
Me? Oh, I got to try it on today. It looks wonderful, actually.
Is it legit? Is it legitimate, Ryan?
It's a pretty legit beard. You should... Ooh. I don't know if you'll be able to see it.
Yeah, you have two performances, right?
Yeah, but one's on Wednesday during your film screening.
Oh, no.
It's okay. But for those of you who can see it, it is next week, Wednesday and Thursday at 8:30 at Emily Dickinson Hall on the main stage. And it's free, so you have no excuse not to see it. You know what we actually discovered the other day about our performance is that it falls on Israeli Apartheid Week, which was unintentional, and it kind of sucks because now people are going to come to the show thinking that it's a political statement. I mean, it's called The Jewish Illness, so we may very well get protesters for a cause that doesn't exist.
Oh boy, those crazy Hampshire kids just protesting because they got the pickets.
Exactly.
And you know, it's all right if I miss your show. Because you missed my show last Friday. My second stand-up show.
Yeah. I watched it this morning.
Yes, but it's okay.
It was great.
There's a video.
It was funny. I liked it.
Yeah. Thank you.
A bit hard to hear at parts, but the pauses were funny.
Did you put on headphones while you listened?
Yes, I did.
Good. Did you turn your volume all the way up?
Yeah, the clapping and cheering was really loud.
Yeah, well, you know, you have to work through that, Ryan, if you truly love me.
Dun, dun, dun.
Oh, my God.
Well, then. So yes, Mike has a blossoming comedy career.
Yes.
And
yes.
Evidently also love for me, but...
And also... Today, the new issue of The Climax, the Hampshire newspaper, has an article written by me titled Literary Snow Loons.
Huh? I'm reading that.
Yeah, yeah. And next week, in the next issue of The Climax, there should be a radio show profile on Cock Talk that takes the place on Friday.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I am taking over the school, one institution by one.
All right, next stop for you is the feminists, right? Good luck trying to win them over.
Hey, Ryan, have you met me? I'm Michael Capodafaro. I can turn
That's
any
true.
Group.
He can do magic.
And you have too many syllables in your name.
Michael James Capodafaro. Syllables? The ladies love a lot of syllables.
Yeah.
At least that's what I hear.
A lot of syllables means that you're important enough to have a name that takes a long time to say.
Yeah, I read that in the paper.
Really?
Yeah.
Because that's not where I got it. I just made it up.
Well, you know, I read about it in the paper. You know, the paper.
The paper?
The paper. I read about it in the paper.
I get it.
That's my catchphrase, people. I read about it in the paper.
In the paper.
What paper? Yeah. The paper.
So, other thing, other little tidbit, but it won't be relevant until around April. Mozambique and I are in a show as well. It's a Div 3 called Singled Out, and it's a musical, and we are brother and sister in the show.
How awkward.
It's not awkward.
It is kind of awkward.
It's acting.
It's still a little awkward.
But it...
Anyways.
Yeah.
Michael.
What?
I use the internet a lot.
Do you?
I do. It's part of the Harry Potter fandom.
You know the Facebook? Do you know the Facebook?
I do know the Facebook. I know the Facebook and the YouTube and the Tumblr and the...
How about the Live Journal, the Twitter? The electronic mail. Do you use that too?
I do, mainly to get notifications of other sites.
Oh, gosh. So what is the point you're trying to make, Mozambique?
I spend a lot of time on the internet, and I see a lot of things on the internet. Mainly ads.
That's not interesting at all.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, that was quite...
I see.
The turnaround to get to that point.
Indeed. Yes. I was going to have Ryan's radical rant right now. This week, my rant is going to be about internet ads. Now, internet ads are becoming more and more prominent. They shove themselves in your face. Sometimes when you go on certain websites, you'll go to the webpage, and before you go to that, you'll have to exit an entire another screen that'll just pop up inevitably on your way to where you're trying to get, just to show you some stupid ad like, you know, Danimals Kids Yogurt now uses more calcium, and you're, oh yeah, that one too. You're our winner. You're our thousandth. Stop lying to me.
You know, the Facebook ad I get a lot is single older woman looking for a nice man over 45. That's what I get a lot. And that's health and health insurance, retirement plans.
I would be flattered.
Hip replacement.
Well,
even Facebook thinks I'm somebody's grandfather.
Maybe not that much.
Well, it's all true. I've seen them.
That's well, and they're insulting, just like those, and like pretty soon, and they do this already. They do it on Groove Shark. Well, they also have those audio ads, so you'll be listening to music and you'll be trying to look up the lyrics on Google, and then all of a sudden you'll hear something that doesn't go with the music at all, and you'll be like, oh, it's a freaking ad. Are you serious? It's just obnoxious. And soon they're gonna have so many ads that they're gonna give you the option to pay to not have advertisements on that website on your computer. Do you realize we, as people of the future, are paying to have things that we never used to have to pay for?
Wow. It's ridiculous, these ads.
It is ridiculous.
But I think we must wrap up.
Unfortunately,
because folks.
Up next is Ben Gleck.
Apparently. Ben Gleck. That's
indeed.
That's a humorous pun on. Oh my gosh, who's the man? Does anyone not know who? Know the reference? Glenn Beck.
Glenn
he was right there.
Beck.
But I just forgot his name. I forget a lot of things because, you know, I'm really 65 years old.
Yeah, at heart you are. Who what?
Who remembered that name just now?
A woman.
Mozambique Jequiquez. That is your full name. Yes.
So we must sign off.
Yep. And as we're signing off, I think we're going to end with some quotes by a very large Scottish man whom you may recognize in honor of Irish Month.
Scottish? What are you talking about? You,
whatever.
You idiot.
St. Paddy's
you
Day, whatever.
You idiot.
Most Americans don't make the distinction, sorry.
You idiot.
How are things in the Glacamora? That's
no, Scottish. No, no. We're not that's playing Irish. That, Ryan. That's stupid. Austin Powers.
Finian's Rainbow. Anybody? No. Just
no. Right. No. That's Scottish. That's against the rules. It's against the rules.
It's not against the rules.
It's Scottish. It's totally different. It's totally different.
All right.
All
well,
right.
We must sign off. This was the Intimate Hour with Magic Mike and Rad Ryan.
That's me and him.
On the air with our
7-year-old Mozambique.
From Portugal. We hope you recover from your illness.
Yes.
I hate you guys. Good night.
Well, you're going to die soon.
So it doesn't matter. Good night, people.
And tune in next week for the Intimate Hour with Magic Mike and Rad Ryan at 9 p.m. Thursdays.
Rad Ryan might not be there. But yes.
Tune in next week. Your radio.
I love Harry Potter.
Read James Joyce.